dust in the cloth, so we need to wash it. But if we have impurities in the gold, we cannot clean it by just washing it. The process is different. Now we need to melt it into the fire. And when 18 karat gold is melted, then the impurities, they go away and we can get 24 karat gold again, pure gold again. So for gold purification, different process. For clothes purification, different process. Similarly, there is a different process for the purification of the nafs. It is so important that when Ibrahim al-Islam, he made dua that, O Allah, send your beloved prophet who will come and then he will make tazkiyah of the people. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasula yatlu alayhim ayatika wa yu'allimuhum al-kitaba wal-hikmata wa yuzakkihim. So he should recite the verses of Quran and then he should teach them knowledge and hikmat and he should purify them. So these four assignments he described in his dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he accepted the dua. Then he replied that, okay, I have sent my messenger, my prophet, so that he can recite the verses of Quran and purify the nufus of the people, and he should teach them knowledge and hikmah. So there is a difference in the order. Ibrahim al-Islam mentioned the purification at the fourth number, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua, he mentioned it on the second place. So then there is a secret. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the order? Mufassirin, they have written that it is the importance of purification that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it on the second place. Because every verse of Quran, it is so important that every word is meaningful, you cannot change the place. Just like DNA. In DNA, ACGT, there are stairs, steps. So every step is meaningful and you know one can change it. Similarly, every word in Quran is just like a diamond put in the jewelry. It looks beautiful on its place and it is meaningful. So why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described this tazkiyah on the second place? Because it is more important. Now why the order is important, let me give and explain with one two examples. Number one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran that we created the human being, فَجْعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا, and we made him the listening one and the one who can see. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the ears first, listening, and then the vision. Now, this Quran was revealed 1400 years ago, and now we are living in the most modern scientific ages. And now, these two words, you cannot change the order. This sonography and ultrasound and all these techniques, now they have proved that when the baby is born in the womb of the mother, then in the body of the baby, ears are made first as an organ, then eyes are made. No one knew this secret 1500 years ago. But the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned it and now science has proved. The first organ which is completed as an organ in the body of the human being is the ears. Why? The reason is that ears are responsible for the balance of the body. There are canals in the both ears and there is fluid. So when we stand up, for example, we keep our head straight. Why? Are we looking at our head, our face, that we are keeping it straight? No, we are not looking. How we are making the decision that our head is straight? Our brain is making the decision. And how brain is making the decision? There is a level in the canal. If the level is right, then the signal is going to the brain and brain is making the decision that my balance is correct. If that balance becomes bad, even a healthy young man cannot stand. I got the chance to meet a very young man, he was very strong, and he could not stand. Doctor told him, you cannot stand, you cannot walk. As soon as he tried to stand, he used to fall down. I asked him, you are so healthy, why you cannot stand up? He said, Hazrat, I stand up and I feel that my balance is not right. So I tried to keep my balance right and I fell down. Because balance was not good. So look at the importance of this balance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the balance to the body first, then gives the being to the body. فَيَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيًّا بَسِيرًا. So it means that every word in Quran has got its sequence. And the sequence is very important. Now another example from Quran. When you build some building, what do you do first? In the beginning you lay the foundation. It's a norm that you will lay the foundation first. And then you will then raise the pillars and put the roof on there. That will be the building. But when you want to destroy the building, then the order is different. For example, what do you do? If you want to demolish this building, you first take out the electrical things, the luminaires, the fuel lights, the bulbs, and the electrical things. You take them first. And when you feel that it is safe now to demolish it, then you demolish it. So the sequence of building is from foundation to top. But the sequence of demolishing the building is from top towards the foundation. It is different. So let us see in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the creation of the universe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that I created خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. I created the earth in 2 days. So earth is the foundation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the foundation first. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he thought about the sky. So the roof is mentioned afterwards, foundation is mentioned first. Then, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will demolish this universe. So how it will be demolished? First the luminaires will be taken out. Is it Shamsu Kubirat or is it Najumun Kadarat? So the sun, the stars, the moon, all these will be just destroyed first because these are the luminaires, chandeliers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned about the earth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will demolish the earth as well. Destroy the earth as well. So it means that the sequence mentioned in Quran is very important. It has meanings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned the tazkiyah on the second place because of its importance. So it is so important that we should try to make our tazkiyah, otherwise we will not be successful in this world and in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentioned, تَلْحَفْلْ حَمَنْ تَذَكَّى, that the person will be successful who will purify his inner self. What do you mean by purify the inner self? Means that we should take away the bad habits and we should have good habits in ourselves. This is called purification. Now in this world, how we can do it? It's very easy to do, not difficult. Number one, we should try to follow the orders of Sharia. If our life will be according to Sharia, then automatically the bad habits will go away and we will have the good habits. We will have nur in our heart instead of darkness. So the best way of getting the purification of our nafs is to spend our lifetime according to the Sharia. We should follow each sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallam told everything what to do and how to do. If we do it according to that, automatically our heart will be clean and our nafs will be purified. That's why when someone makes this namaz, salah, then the effect goes on the heart and the nafs. When we speak the truth, effect goes on the heart and the nafs. When we control our gazes from the ghair mahram, the effect goes on the heart and the nafs. So by following the Sharia, we will be very easily cleaning our heart and we will be very easily purifying our nafs. This is called tazkiya and it's very easy. Now how to follow the Sharia? Simple thing is that we should get connected with someone that who can guide us in our life different aspects of life. And we should take him as our teacher. And then he will tell us how to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Rasulullah mentioned, Zikrullah is shifa'ul qulub. That the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the remedy for the heart. So all the diseases of the heart, they are remedied by these medicines. These are spiritual medicines. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our spiritual medicine. So that is a simple way to do it. In this world, it's very easy to purify our nafs. Very easy to clean our heart. We make tawbah, the heart is clean. We recite the Holy Quran, the heart is clean. We do any act of goodness, the heart is clean. So this is the best way to clean it. We sit in the company of the good people, the heart becomes clean. We interact with the people according to Sharia, the heart is clean. So the cleaning of the heart is not difficult, it's easy in this world. And it is not optional, it is mandatory for everyone that we have to clean ourselves. If we will not clean it, then what will happen? Then it will be a different story. For example, every one of us wants to go to the paradise. But paradise is a place where no one will be able to go who has spiritual diseases in his heart. He will not be able to go there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Quran, وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. And this paradise will be rewarded to the person who will purify his inner self. Only those souls who will be pure from inner sight, they will be able to go to the paradise. And it's simple to understand. If you want to migrate from one country to the other, so you apply for the visa, what they do? They take interview, and even if they approve, they make it conditional that you have to go through medical test. And they say that there are some diseases which are chronic diseases, and if you have that, you are not allowed to come in our country. So you have to pass the medical test. If you have hepatitis C or tuberculosis or this type of diseases, then they will not allow you to go to their country. Even if you want to go for Hajj to Makkah Mukarrama, they give you visa, but first they get the card that you have got the vaccinations and you have not this disease and this disease and this disease. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow anyone to come to the paradise who has these chronic diseases in himself. It has been mentioned that the person who will be mutakabbir, who will boast, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ. If he will have takabbur just like a dust particle, so if dust particle takabbur will be present in his heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow him to go into the paradise. He will have his microscope analysis of the heart. I experienced it myself. One of my good friends, he called me and he said, I applied for a job in Dubai and Alhamdulillah I have been selected. This is the basic pay and this is the house rent and this is the conveyance allowance and fringe benefits and good accommodation. And he was very happy. He said, Hazrat, out of 5,000 I have been selected. I said, okay, I am also very happy to listen this. So then after 3-4 days he again called me and he was crying like a baby. I asked him, what happened to you? He said, Hazrat, I have been rejected. Why? He said that I went to the hospital for my medical test and they said that your hepatitis C is positive. So that's why you cannot go. So one person who has been selected, if he has some chronic disease, is not allowed to go to some country. Similarly, even if we will recite the kalima and we will be allowed to go to the paradise, if it will be proved that some chronic diseases are in the heart, we will not be allowed to step inside the paradise.
وَذَلِكَ جَزَاهُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى.
Only that person can enter into the paradise who has no chronic disease in his heart. This is important. Now, Allah SWT has made the hell as a hospital for those who are sick people. Now, there are two situations. Number one, the person, he has recited the kalima, he is a Muslim, and he is a good person, and he lives according to the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he lives with very good akhlaq and etiquette, and he fulfills the rights of the people and rights of Allah SWT. If he is like this, as soon as he will die, then he will direct enter into the paradise. His grave will be made a section of the paradise. But the person, he recited kalima, but on the other hand, he was a forgetful person. He used to look towards Ghair Mahram, he used to speak lies, he used to commit zina, he used to speak lies, or he used to tease the people, other people, break the hearts of the people. So if the person was like this, then he will get the treatment first before entering into the paradise. He will be, his grave will be made a part of the hell. That is a hospital for the sick people. And treatment will be given to him. And on the day of judgment, then more treatment will be given to him in hell. And then when he will become healthy, then Allah SWT will take him from hell and then he will go into the paradise. So basically, hell is a place for all the sick people who commit the sins in this world, although they have recited the kalima and they are part of sins. If someone is taken to the hospital, then the first thing is that he is taken to the emergency ward. So the grave is like an emergency ward for a person, forgetful person. When he will die, then he will be buried. So his grave will be made an emergency ward for the hospital of the hell. In the emergency ward, there are very few people, staff, very few staff, skeleton staff. And what they do, they just receive the patient and ask one, two simple questions and they start giving him some medication so that the medication should not be delayed. Similarly, in the grave, there will be only two angels and they will ask very quick questions, three quick questions, Man Rabbuk, Man Nabiyuk, Ma Deenuk. And from these three quick, simple questions, they will understand what type of patient it is. And then they will start giving the medication. So what will be the medication in the grave? It will be according to the sins of the person. According to the disease, the medication is given. It has been mentioned in a hadith that the person who does not pray five times a day, then there will be a python in grave. And this python will come toward the head side and stand there. And then he will bite him. And the poison will go in the body of the person and then he will feel a lot of pain. And when he will recover, then second time he will bite. So if the person has made his fajr qaza, then the python will bite him time to time from fajr till zuhr. If he made his zuhr qaza, the python will bite him from zuhr to asr, and from asr to maghrib, maghrib to isha, and from isha to fajr. This is just like the intravenous injection we give to the people. Because if the person, he is dehydrated and you want to give him the medication, so you put the medication in water, a tube of water, and then it is connected with the artery. And then drop by drop, the medication is coming. Simple, this is the emergency room of the hereafter, and this python is giving him medication drop by drop, drop by drop. Allahu Akbar Kabeera. How much pain we will go through if we will not lead a good life. And then, sometimes if the person is feeling some pain, then he is recommended physiotherapy. So the person, if he will be forgetful and a sinner, Then in the grave, he will be implemented physiotherapy.
And this physiotherapy,
Rasulullah, he mentioned that the walls of the grave, they will compress the person. They will compress. And the bones of the chest, they will break. How much pain he will go through. And this is the physiotherapy of the hereafter. This will be physiotherapy of the hereafter. He will compress like this. So he will get the punishment in the grave till the day of judgment. In the emergency ward, normally the staff tells the patient that we will give you this medication until tomorrow the surgeon will come and then he will make his own checkup and he will go through your file, your history, and then he will ask you questions and then he will decide where you have to be admitted. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the tabib ala of the day of judgment. So everyone will be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will go through his file, that will be book of deed. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go through all the book of deed, what he has done. To know that what type of patient he is. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him four fundamental questions. Number one, how he spent his lifetime. Number two, how he spent his youth time. Special question for you. Where from he earned and where did he spend? And the fourth one, how much he acted on his own knowledge. So these four questions everyone will have to answer on the day of judgment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will decide that where he has to go. In the hospital, there are different departments, different wards. Number one, there is a general ward. So if the person is not too much sick, he has got cold and some other small diseases, then he is admitted in the general ward. But if the disease is very serious, then he is taken to ICU, intense care department. In that ward he is admitted. For example, cardiac patient, he is taken to ICU. Renal failure, taken to ICU. And then there is another ward in the big hospital that is called tertiary care unit. So that tertiary care unit is for those people who have very big diseases and they cannot be cured in short time. So they stay in hospital for months and years, years and years. So that will be the tertiary care unit of the hospital. So all the kuffar and mushrikeen and munafiqeen, they will go into the hell in the tertiary care unit. That will be the best ward in the hell. Innal munafiqeena fi darkil asfali minan nar. So those people who will be munafiq, hypocrite, so they will go into the lowest level of the hell. So that will be the tertiary care unit. Similarly, those who will be mushrikeen or kuffar, they will go there. And the Muslims who will be sinners, they will be sent to the general ward. And the general ward will be the highest level. They will go into the hell but in the highest level. And they will have to stay there and they will be given medication according to their sins. And when they will get enough punishment, then they will be discharged from the hospital and they will be sent back to their home and our home is paradise. So what type of medication will be given to them, Ajib? In the hospital, when someone is admitted, number one, they tell the patient that you have to take off your clothes and you have to take this uniform. In the big hospitals, international hospitals, every patient has a uniform, so he has to wear it. So The person who will go to hell, he will get the uniform, but that uniform will be made of sulfur. Sarabiluhum min qatiranin. It has been mentioned in Quran that this uniform will be made of sulfur because sulfur burns very easily in the fire. And they people have to go into the hell and their dress will be made of sulfur and it will burn their skin easily. So they will have to wear it. But it will be very bad smell sulfur. It has been mentioned by ulama that if some animal dies somewhere and then his dead body rots somewhere, then there is so much bad smell that we cannot even pass from the nearby. So bad smell due to fermentation. Lot of bad smell. So ulama, they have written that if all the human beings of the universe, if all the animals and birds and the fishes and every living species, they die and then their dead bodies, they rot, then whatever bad smell will be at that place, the bad smell of the uniform of the person going to hell will be even worse than that. So today, we wear our clothes and then we spray a lot of fragrances. Oh, this is poison. This is white diamond. This is this, this is this. People spend a lot of money on them, on the perfumes. And they don't come out of your house before using the perfume. So if in this world we need the perfume so much, then can we imagine that if we will go to hell and we will have to wear this dress, so much bad smelling, then what will be our condition at that time? And in the hospital, there are rooms, but they are not very big rooms, lounge and this. No, they are small, small rooms for the patient. So in the hell, there will be very small room for the person. And this room will be so small, makanan dayyan. It has been mentioned in Quran that it will be a very small room. He will not be able to stand and he will not be able to lay down. So if it is so small, just like a small box, that you cannot stand in it, you cannot lay down in it, then what a painful condition it is, that you have to stay there, but you cannot lay down and you cannot stand up. And the person will have to stay in the small box type room, and then he will be punished. All the punishment will be, it has been mentioned in a hadith, Rasulullah told that a person, he will be taken by an angel, and there will be a mountain of fire. So this person will be taken on the top of the mountain. When he will reach on the top of the mountain, then the angel, he will push him. And this person, he will fall down. He will fall down until he will come till the bottom. And his skin of the body, it will be wounded and lot of blood will be coming out. And he will be crying because he will have a lot of pain. So when he will come down, then the angel will come in front of him and ask him, what do you want? He will say, I am hungry, give me something to eat. So then the angel will bring something to eat. What is that? A fruit, zakum, a fruit with thorns. It is so bitter that if you taste it in the morning, then till the night, the bad taste will not go. And also the thorns. But he will be so hungry that he will try to eat it. Eat the zakum, in the shajaratul zakum ta'amul asim. But when he will try to eat it, then his throat will be choked. No, he will not be able to swallow it and never he will be able to take it out. He will be even in more pain. And then he will say, please give me something to drink. But then cold drink will not be served. It has been mentioned in Quran that he will be served with the blood and the pus of the people, it will be collected from the wounds of the people in hell. And then this will be hot and given to him, you can drink this. The pus is so bad smelling that if the wound is being cleaned at some place, you cannot even stand there. It's so bad smelling. So this pus will be given to the person and he will drink it. But it will be so hot that all the internal organs of the body, they will be cut and then they will go out of the body. And after going through this much of pain, again he will become healthy. And this next cycle, he will request, give me something to eat. And the angel will take him to the top of the mountain and again he will be pushed and he will fall down and then he will ask something to eat and then ask something to drink. So this will be the treatment given to the sick people in the hell. There will be some people who will look toward their mahram. So they will have special disease. So their treatment will be different. What will be that? That there will be angels and they will make the bar of the metal and it will be red hot and then they will put this red hot bar in the eyes of the people. Oh, you used to see towards their mahram. Okay, now we are giving you the medicine. So this will be medicine for the people. Then there are some people, they just look toward the weaknesses of other people and then they talk about them. So this is also a big sin. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in Quran, وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ هُمَذَةِ لُمَذَا. So Humada and Lumada, these are two different diseases. To see the weakness of the other people, shortcomings of the other people is one disease. And then if you know something, then spread it in the other people is another disease. So both have been mentioned in the surah. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَذَةٍ لُمَذَةٍ. These people, they will have another treatment. What will be that? There is a valley in the hell. Its name will be Vail. And this person will be taken to that valley and there will be a pillar of fire. So this person will be fastened with the pillar. And then, نَارُ الْمُوْقَدَ أَلَّتِي تَتَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. There will be fire and these fires, stones of fire, they will just fly and they will hit the heart of that person, just like a guided missile. Why it will be done? Because you used to give pain to the hearts of other people. Today we will give medication to your heart. Then there will be a person who used to committed zina and he has not made tawbah. So then he will be given another type of medication. It has been mentioned in hadith that there is a big cave in the hell. So this person will be taken to that cave and pushed inside and a big rock will be placed on the door. And inside the cave there will be scorpions. Scorpions. And these scorpions will come and stick to his body just like the honeybees when they stick to their nest. So hundreds and thousands of scorpions, they will stick to his body. And then all of them, they will bite at one time. So the poison of the scorpion will go in every tissue of the body. And this person will be in such a big pain. But there will be no one to help him. अब तो घबरा के ये कहते हैं कि मर जाएंगे, मर के भी चैन न पाया तो किधर जाएंगे? why this pain will be given to this person? Because he committed such a sin that every tissue of his body enjoyed it. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that I will give them the punishment that every tissue of the body will get the pain. It's easy in this world to make tawbah than to go into that cave and get bitten by the scorpions. So, paradise is basically a hospital for those Muslims who are spiritually sick. When they will be given the proper treatment, then a day will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will discharge them by His mercy and they will be directed to go into the paradise. Now, let us analyze today which one is the easiest route. To be a good person in this world and go directly towards the paradise, or to do everything according to our own ambitions and then to go towards paradise via Jahannam. I think via Jahannam is not an option. We are so weak that we cannot even bear the hot day. If it is a hot sunny day, 45 degrees Celsius, then outside we cannot even stand. If you cannot stand in the 45 degree hot place, how we will be able to withstand the high temperature of the hell? And then the other punishments of the hell. So it means that it's very important that we should try to follow the sunnah of the Prophet and do everything according to the Sharia and lead our life in the boundaries of Sharia. Then we will be a good person, and as soon as we will die, our grave will become a part of the paradise. So this tazkiyah is very important for everyone. It's not that only the common person has to make tazkiyah, no. Even the ulama, even the businessmen, even the people who are working in the offices, everyone, men or women, everyone has to make tazkiyah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. It is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore in His name 7 times. If I say something, then you feel it is important. Why? Because my teacher has told it is important. So if you say something, it is important. If you swear in the name of Allah and then say, it becomes even more important because I have placed emphasis on that. Now look at the importance of tazkiyah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sworn 7 times in a row. And then He mentioned, وَالشَّمْسِ وَالْضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Anyone who has got the tazkiya, he will be successful. And the one who has not got the tazkiya, then he will be the person who will get lost. So it means that it is very important to get our tazkiya. Now to get our tazkiya, the simple thing is that we should follow the Sharia, we should follow the Sunnah of the Prophet, we need a teacher. So just keep connected with some teacher who will be able to guide you on different steps of your life and tell you what to do, what not to do. And inshallah, in this way, we will lead our life successfully as well as we will have noor in our heart and we will be a good Muslim in this world. And inshallah, when we will die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our grave a part of the paradise. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.